You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, pemerintah federal telah menyetujui alat uji HIV yang pertama di Australia. Dan obat baru yang dapat menghentikan replikasi virus AIDS akan segera terdaftar di Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Berikut ini Joy Joshi melaporkan. Organisasi AIDS Australia menyambut baik persetujuan pemerintah federal atas alat uji HIV yang pertama di Australia. Organisasi itu mengatakan tes mandiri ATOMO adalah bagian terakhir yang diperlukan dalam upaya membasmi AIDS di negara ini. Kepala Eksekutif Positive Life New South Wales, Craig Cooper, mengatakan tes baru ini memberi lebih banyak kekuatan kepada orang yang didiagnos dengan HIV atau HIV.
People have been fearful about going into a medical service and in terms of their anonymity. They've wanted to maintain control and ownership of the testing moment. So that's been a barrier in people being able to find out whether they are HIV positive or not. Having a home testing option puts them in a position of power and control where they can understand the moment and work out what they want to do if they get a positive test result.
Executive Officer dari the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, Daryl O'Connell, mengatakan alat tes baru ini akan dapat memberi kesempatan untuk dapat melakukan tes secara reguler dan dapat membantu mengurangi kunjungan mereka ke dokter.
So for some people who are at risk of HIV, they might be needing to test up to 4 times a year. And obviously, going to a doctor 4 times a year to look after your preventive health is it's a really big ask. And so what we hope is that this self-test will supplement people's regular visits to their doctors and allow them to test more frequently.
Alat tes yang digunakan di rumah itu hanya dapat diperoleh melalui online saja dan tidak akan dijual secara langsung di apotek-apotek lokal. Cooper mengatakan hal itu ditujukan untuk memberi perlindungan bagi penderita yang berjuang melawan stigma seputar penyakit HIV itu.
Depending on the packaging and how the kits will be delivered, what this will do is if people are receiving the kits in regional and remote areas of Australia, that will then potentially still have problems around the privacy issues. The kits are going to need to arrive to those people in very discreet ways that won't be intercepted by other people, so that people in the local community have no idea what the test kit is.
Menteri Kesehatan Greg Hunt telah mengumumkan dana tambahan sebanyak $5 juta bagi pendanaan untuk pencegahan AIDS untuk membantu memberantas penularan HIV di Australia sebelum tahun 2022. Sebagai bagian dari pengumuman itu, ia mengatakan pemerintah akan mulai mensubsidi obat HIV baru yang disebut Juluca pada hari Sabtu tanggal 1 Desember bertepatan dengan Hari AIDS Sedunia. Warga Australia juga akan membayar maksimal $35.50 untuk setiap resep yang dapat menghemat hampir $11.000 per tahun. Berikut ini Menteri Han membacakan slogan kampanye pendukung yang menekankan pentingnya tes mandiri itu.
If you have an undetectable load, therefore it is untransmissible. U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmissible. And that's a fundamental message.
Selaku eksekutif direktur dari National Association of People with HIV Australia, John Rule mengatakan obat Juluca dapat mengurangi beban obat-obatan pada orang yang lanjut usia pengidap HIV.
Juluca is one of the first 2 drug regimens in a single pill. Now, we know from research that 73% of people living with HIV are concerned about the number of medicines they take as they get older. So people, as they age with HIV, not only have to take HIV medications, but because of increased numbers of comorbid health conditions, have an increasing number of, what we call it, pill burden.
Dr. Rule mengatakan membuat Juluca tersedia bagi warga Australia adalah langkah ke arah yang benar, tetapi masih banyak lagi hal yang harus dilakukan untuk memberantas HIV dan AIDS sama sekali.
What we do need is education for GPs throughout Australia, because not all GPs are trained in managing HIV patients and their medication. We need GPs to be able to conduct full sexual health screenings in a non-judgmental way. And we need to increase testing for heterosexual people, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Along with that, we need a broad-based public education campaign, and we need this within the next 12 months, about the scientific knowledge in terms of HIV management and treatment.
Karen Price, Wakil Ketua Eksekutif dari Organisasi Promosi Kesehatan, ACON, mengatakan hal yang paling penting berikutnya adalah menghilangkan stigma seputar HIV. Ia merujuk ke iklan grafis yang pernah mengingatkan warga Australia akibat yang serius dari HIV.
HIV is still a very stigmatized health condition. So many of us remember the Grim Reaper ad in Australia, and that, while that had some benefits, it certainly had a lot of consequences as well. And certainly people are still quite fearful of HIV. I think the general population is still quite fearful of HIV, which means that people living with HIV end up affected by a lot of people's stigma and some discrimination.
Demikian tadi beberapa langkah pemerintah Australia dalam usahanya untuk membasmi penyakit HIV dan AIDS di negara ini.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.